let's maybe talk about inevitability. It's just, I tweeted in the second half, but inevitability is the worst sports feeling. Like, you know, we go up 14-0 and see all these things on Twitter, like, let's get to 63, let's pay them back, like, and every ounce of Illinois fan in me is like, because I've never once thought, I haven't thought that in 30 years. I haven't desired to have a payback win, a revenge game. Like, I do not care. I want to win every game I won for 12 years, and then maybe I'll be convinced that it could happen. So, like, anytime, I know people are joking around. I know it's not, like, a serious thing, but, like, like, I just get so frustrated that we can't even do, we pull out to a 14-point lead, and we can't even at least hang in there. You know, best start we've had in years. 14-0. Peters is 8-for-8. And I'm just sitting there thinking, oh, that, you know, okay. We just have to hang. Like, you know, I have no thought of even getting to 21 before Iowa does. Like, it doesn't even enter my brain. I'm not like a Debbie Downer. I'm a pretty positive guy. I just have this, like, look, I know us. I know this team. I know how we perform. I know how it's not what it's supposed to look like. I have zero thought toward getting to 21 right now. Like, I want to win. I want to win the game 28-27. Just fine. Like, I don't care. I know they're going to come back, but just stop. Stop with all this, like, let's pulverize. No. It will be decades before I think about pulverizing. I just want to win by one. I will never try, like, the inevitability of Illinois football will hang over me forever. it's just hard. It's hard, man. It is hard to sit there and watch the inevitability play out. To know what's going to happen. I can't believe I'm going to, like, this just popped in my head, and I know I'm going to talk about it, and I can't believe I'm going to talk about it. So, in high school. in high school, I'm kind of dating this girl, but kind of not. But kind of, yeah. But I see her in the hallway at school. Like, we've been on 2 dates, okay? Like, you know, whatever. And we're not, you know, declared as dating or whatever. And I see her in the hallway talking to this guy on the football team. This, like, big, tall guy. He's a year younger than me. You know, you see that, you feel the inevitability, right? Like, you know what's, oh, God, well, lost that one. And yet it starts to play out differently, right? And we have plans for Saturday night, and she doesn't have plans with him. And Friday, I'm hanging out with my friend. I'm like, yeah, I thought she was going to hang out with that guy, but she called me last night, and we're going to hang out Saturday night, and you know, but in the back of your mind, you're like, oh, man, like, I know where this is going. You know, come on. But then you're thinking, yeah, wait, hold on. Maybe this happens. Maybe this is a thing. Maybe it's my time. You can guess what happens next. Saturday arrives. Remember, this is like 1990. There's no cell phones. There's no anything. Saturday arrives. We have plans. She's going to come to my house first, and then we're going to go somewhere because she lives outside of town. I'm waiting, 7 o'clock, 7:15, 7:30, 8 o'clock. I finally give up at like 9 o'clock after calling her house and, like, leaving a message with her mom. I go find, God, this is great. I go find my friends at Pizza Hut. And I'm talking to my friends at Pizza Hut, and I'm like, I don't know. I mean, maybe I hope she's okay. You know, you know, all that stuff. Like, maybe. Anybody want to guess where she was? Anybody? I'll just pick from the crowd here. Yes, you, sir. Was she with the football player? Yes. Yes, she was with the football player. Yes. Stood up and donezo. And, you know, so, you know, it's high school, man. You, like, go to the jukebox that, you know, I find this out. Like, somebody comes in a Pizza Hut and they're like, oh, I saw her earlier with Kevin. I'm like, yes, 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 you did. And so, you know, what do you do? But you sit back and you're like, wait, I had that moment last week. This is inevitable. Like, I knew what was going to happen. Everybody knew what was going to happen. I'm not going to win that battle. Are you kidding? I'm not winning that battle. 6'4" dude on the football team? No, no chance. And so, you know, what do you do? But you just kind of sit around and wait for the inevitable to happen, and you try and talk your brain out of it, and you try and talk your, you know, like, you know what? I'm gonna have positive thoughts today. I'm gonna remain positive. No, it always gets that. That's what it's like being an Illinois football fan. It is like seeing the girl you're kind of seeing walking through the hall talking to the 6'4 football player, thinking, well, that's not going to happen, right? And then realizing it's just inevitable. And even as the things are happening that make you think, wait, maybe this is okay, it still happens. That was this game. We're up 14-0. I mean, look at the start, okay? A 3-and-out that includes a sack. Get the ball, methodical, 9 plays, 70 yards, touchdown to Barker, 7-0, let's go. Iowa punted their first, let's see, they had three 3-and-outs, and then, like, they got 2 first downs, and then another 3, and then another punt, so they punted on their first 4 drives. And we make one of those drives 14-0 instead of 7-0. And all of the, let's get to 63 starts. But it's still, I don't care if she made plans with you for Saturday night. She's still going to go out with a football player. It's a football player. He's 6'4". Like, it's inevitable what's about to happen. That's our life, man. That's like my life, at least. You know, I'm going to go look at the stats and they're going to drive me nuts. You know, I tweeted in the second quarter or whatever, or third quarter, like, Illinois was like 9 for 16 on third downs, Iowa from 2 for 10, and yet they're dominating us. Like, you know, that's our life. Never look at the box score and think, man, we were right there. Just don't. Just stop it, Robert. Why would you do that? Why do that to yourself? It doesn't matter. The inevitable is going to happen. Guess what's going to happen next week? Anybody want to guess? You, sir. Oh, that you are correct, sir. We're going to lead 14-3 at Northwestern and lose because the we'll just inevitably just start turning the ball over, and we didn't stop them on third down, and we know what happens next. It's what the fandom is like. That's why I do this, you know. Last year in the corner at Michigan State going nuts. Like, those are fun moments. I'm not here to be some Ohio State fan or something where I just know my team's going to be good. I don't ask for much. Like, this is just our fandom. And it just gets so inevitable. Like, it just is all, it just sucks, man. You know, again, last time I was standing here in this room was after the Minnesota game. Same mask on my face, same, I can't leave the press box, so I guess I'll record this here. And I said a lot of the, like, you know, like, I get it now, and I understand, you know, what it looked like in year one is what it looks like in year 5 and everything else. And yet, then for 2 weeks at Nebraska and Rutgers, and even, you know, maybe the first quarter, hey, you know what? She might show up tonight. you know what? I mean, did she call yesterday and say, yeah, I'll meet you there at 7? Yes, she did. I don't think I have anything to worry about. It's 7:15. I bet she's still. I bet, you know what? Maybe she had car, maybe she probably didn't get gas. It's a long drive. She was way outside of town. It's a long drive. I bet she, 7:30? That's a little frustrating, but you know what? You know what? I've always thought these thoughts. I'm going to be positive today. 7:30, she's not here. I'm going to stand on the fact that there's a reason until there's not a reason. 7:45, I'm having trouble holding off the inevitable fat, but I have no choice at this point to be positive. I will stay positive, stay positive, stay positive, stay positive, stay positive. 8 o'clock, give it up, little Bobby. She ain't coming, and you know where she is. Give it up, Robert. It's not happening, and you know where this goes.